This or this? Pick a this.
Where the hand is.
The hand or the green?
The hand.
Watch the hand, okay.
Like you said, there's a wetland behind here, and just to get enough room to sneak the wetland in, enough parking, some green space on this side is how that ended up there. And the here we're actually 33 feet away from the curb line with the 10-foot sidewalk, and then there's a Wee Energy easement in there. So we are 33 feet away from the physical road. It's the same thing with where's the actual right-of-way underneath that line that no one ever knows where it is. The reason these weren't pushed back, we're trying to keep everything out of the 150-foot landscape buffer on this side, which is here, in order to get the ramp, the distance that we need here. This would move into that 150-foot easement if we push that building back.
Mr. Fowler.
Real quick, Joel, so the big objection that staff has, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, is the fact that they'll be putting the snow in those islands. Is that the landscape areas where the snow will be stored?
Well, that's another condition. That's what they're proposing to put the snow. I have another condition that says they can't. We'll get to that one in a couple of minutes. But I'm just, because they can't put it there, they need places to put it. And so I'm saying every foot we can get would help. So that's where I'm coming from. But it's only 5 feet.
We don't get any snow, do we?
I'm going through alternatives in my mind. If we force them to pull it back, you either shift the building, or the other alternative is to narrow the median on the main access drive coming in, resulting in less green space there.
And less snow storage.
But you probably wouldn't want to move the buildings. You would accommodate by squeezing the landscape space along that major axis.
Yeah.
How wide are those medians now? Grass space?
Yeah.
That can be a pretty damn tall snow pile.
And you still have
Although
20 feet.
They have landscaping in it, so we.
And right the building here. And the snow isn't, you're plowing snow through a 12 foot parking stall over a 10 foot sidewalk. You have 20 feet to that building.
The snow plow don't throw snow
20 feet.
I don't know, Glenn. Try. He's got to get up enough speed.
My mailbox hasn't been hit in many years. I'm
happy. My mailbox
got crushed.
Alexander.
Do you have any agreement with the project across the street where you'll be able to offsite your snow if you have a problem?
Yeah, and we've got snow storage, and this green space is all snow storage in here. Which part of this is trying to create the more of that urban looking feel, which buildings tighter to the road. As part of the initial design, it has been since, for 2.5 years now on that one. The issue
tomorrow
is really where you're ultimately drawing that. We're 33
feet. Thanks, Mike. Commissioner Moore.
Just to clarify, these are all private streets. There is the one public street going through that the DPW will plow.
This one, yes.
But everything else, you guys are handling in the snow. So.
Yep.
Is there a motion to delete Condition 7 and renumber?
So moved.
So, second.
Discussion of that motion? Now, this means that the staff setbacks go away there as proposed. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 8, Joel.
Signage. So, they show where they might want to put a monument side. It's in a sign up in the corner by Rawson, but they haven't provided any details. Last time, you may recall, you guys looked at the building and saw where the signage was going to go, and you approved it. We have no details like that, so staff is just recommending. So this one, I don't know if they disagree or do agree.
Item
we're
nine.
Saying they just have to get separate approval.
Item 9. Minor site plan for the clubhouse.
I think they're okay with that one, too.
Item 10. Trying to keep it moving here, guys.
Wait. Going back to 9.
Damn.
I did add to that, because we did briefly talk about this before, but I added something new. So the second sentence in number 9, the applicant shall construct the proposed clubhouse prior to or simultaneously with construction of the second apartment building. That's okay?
Yep.
Okay.
Item 10.
Revised site plan, erosion control plans to show erosion control measures. I want them to zoom in.
Item 11.
Revised landscape plan. The just to provide all the details and the calculations. Wait. But they don't want to do irrigation.
They don't want to do irrigation plan?
They don't want to put the pipes in the ground so they can irrigate the landscaping next to the buildings.
Why is that our issue?
Because the UDO requires that.
It does.
Or
yes.
Hose bed within 100 feet of landscaping areas.
What are you going to do? So we're going to change that to, let's see, wait a minute, let me read this. Joel, we're going to add hose, including hose bibs per ordinance. Okay? So irrigation.
Put that right next to the irrigation.
The word irrigation comes out and hose bibs per ordinance goes in. Is that good, Joel?
Yes.
All right, is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 12, snow storage plan?
Condition 12, this is a snow storage plan. So most of the areas that they're showing snow storage are also landscaped areas. Not all of them, but many of them. So I'm saying revise the snow storage plan to not put the snow storage where the landscaping is.
I'm getting a look from Greg like, huh?
I'm not sure. I mean, you're going to plow snow into landscape areas. If you can't fit it there, you're going to haul it where you have to haul it. To some other landscaped area on the site. On the door side, we can fill in parking stalls because for winter uses, we don't need the baseball is not going. We can leave it there. But here, we're going to need all the parking stalls. We're going to have to put the snow in the landscape areas. If we can't fit it, we'll haul it to the north side.
Truck it off.
Means they kill the landscape.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, okay.
What did they do?
The salt will kill the plants every year.
So then the tenants say, I don't like your dead plants, I'm leaving?
Our condition is only two years.
Wait. What I don't understand is, so you're saying salt.
Road salt from the roadways and sidewalks always end up in the landscape space, and many of the plants can't handle that or burn back, and the city requires
a two-year
guarantee.
Don't they salt after they plow? Don't they salt after the plowing?
The salt goes where the snow goes.
The next snowstorm, the salt gets plowed.
I see.
The move on in me says that's their problem. Move on. It's what.
Well, they're going to have to fix it. If it kills it, they're going to have to fix it, right?
After 2 years, they're not required to. But.
Well, why don't we put that in there?
They will have tenants.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, you're going to make it look good. I don't think you would not do that.
But I don't have you don't have an issue with the snow storage plan. Just understand you're going to put it in landscaping. So do you want to delete the condition or do you want
to
understand you're not going to
landscaping, then you delete the condition.
All right. Is there a motion to delete condition 12 and renumber?
So move.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. That was energetic, guys.
That was number 12. Number 13, revise the site plan and or landscape plan to show the easements prior to building permit. They want to show the easements prior to occupancy permit. Issue would be sometimes you catch stuff when you do the easements.
I saw a thumb up. 14?
Well, the easements that we know of are on your CSMs right now. There's some of them that are in flux with the utilities until that gets narrowed down. We ask for some of those easements that are not permanent public easements to be finalized prior to occupancy so we can know where they're actually going to go. They're all proposed right now with the energy and AT&T and Spectrum. So if some of those move,
yes, we'd be okay because it's the condition says don't have to record it until occupancy. So
we can go ahead and delete the condition.
We would approve the easements. If you knew it could change when you take it to council, you would say subject to minor technical corrections by staff, and so then that would include small changes in the location, and then you'd be okay.
Okay, so we're going to delete?
Or no, you could keep it. So they would have to show us the easements on all the plans. They don't have to get it recorded, and then they have to get Milwaukee Common Council approval, but they don't have to record it with Milwaukee County until occupancy.
Okay.
And so then before they record it, they could change it if it was small enough change.
Okay, so is there a motion to add the words at the end of the paragraph, subject to technical corrections prior to filing?
So move.
Second.
I would second that.
Commissioner Haley.
My only concern is that any easements that are shown ultimately hit the ground. Moving them to accommodate the design is okay, but that they don't change in number. So if there's a Oak Leaf Trail easement shown and it needs to be shifted 5 feet, as long as it's there, so I don't know how we can address the quantity. And they're going to have to grant easements wherever utilities want to run. I'm not overly worried about it.
Missed the motion.
Yeah.
Well, let's be recorded.
Okay, it was to add the word subject to technical correction prior to recording.
And I would just add as well, Greg, is the only concern with the private easements, because staff would not be concerned with the private, we're really talking public easements.
Utility.
I would amend
Commissioner Fowler.
I would amend my motion to state that for private easements. Does that help?
Say that part of the beginning part again.
Wait, let's do it this way. Nick, what do you want? I withdraw my motion.
Commissioner Ailey?
That's in that last sentence of number 13.
And are we going to redo it?
We're going to redo it.
Yes, I know. I'll retract my second.
Okay, the new motion is to add the words public between the words such and easement in the last sentence.
And subject to technical corrections as well.
Nick,
I'll second that.
Yes, in case something needs to move. If it's a small amount, you can do it administratively.
Mr. Haley made the motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Number 14, revised site plan. Now, maybe a little bit more discussion here. Revised the site plan for and architecture plans is necessary to incorporate more building articulation. So what we're talking, there's just two things I'm addressing with this one condition. One is just more articulation to the footprint of the building or to the sides of the building. The other thing, the other part that I'm trying to address with this one motion is the UDO requires that four buildings or more cannot have the same design. My understanding, the only difference between these buildings is one color and one building. Otherwise, they're exactly the same.
I can address that. Joe Lee with JLA Architects. The four buildings, B1, B2, B3, B4, are substantially the same but not exact. As Mr. Deedle mentioned, there are some material and color changes between the four, but also in spirit, as an architect and planner, I would agree that you don't want, you know, a lot of buildings repeated multiple times on a site. However, I agree with that more. We tried to design this site plan specifically to accommodate that. If it's a purely rectangular building, repeated, you know, one right after the other, I understand that condition. In the site and building design, we have oriented these buildings and designed the buildings so that they're not rectangular, they're kinked, they are mirrored and turned and placed on the site as so to minimize the fact that they're substantially the same. And in addition to that, we have incorporated two different color schemes with the materials as are in your packet. So it's our opinion that these are sufficiently placed and designed to minimize the spirit in which this comment was placed. As far as other building design images, and here's some 3D images. So,
can you guys see that over there?
So wherever you're at on the site, it's not like you're seeing these buildings lined up in a row, and that was done purposely. In addition to that larger design issue, there was also some comments on adding more articulation to the buildings themselves, which you can see in these three-dimensional views, which are much more telling of the design than the 2D views, that the ins and outs and the ups and downs of the buildings, as well as where we're putting the materials and using window fenestrations, really give each of these buildings individually, as well as the development as a whole, some dynamic variety across the buildings and the site. So, again, we believe they're sufficiently articulated buildings as well.
Mr. Fowler.
I saw this in Orlando, and I saw it in Tampa, where they had built very similar structures. The coloration, of course, is a little different, but the coloration scheme and how it was worked out. And in the flesh, it looks pretty nice. Now, the buildings they had were much tighter, and the streets were much narrower where they had built in Orlando. And in Tampa, they had a little more space like you had.
How did they handle snow storage?
But they had no snow storage at all. I complained about that, but they ignored me. I did see this type of, with the type of articulation. It doesn't look like much here, but in reality, it does look, to me, it looked really trying to get a maximum amount of space or residential density in the area that you can and still have it look like a type of a community. And I thought it was quite nice. And I had several friends living there, and they were very happy with that.
Is your motion to delete conditions 14 and renumber?
Yes.
So moved.
Second.
With only one comment, I'm done with this kind of design. It's everywhere.
It is true.
So. All right. Motion is made to delete section 14. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 15, Joel. Any problem, member?
No, they're all in turn.
16.
Decorative lighting. Primarily would be along the trails and some on the buildings. I'm not asking for the parking lot.
Are we seeing the lighting as we see it in here?
The parking lot lighting.
Lot lighting?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's lighting at each entrance way in the buildings have it. We don't mean the buildings aren't washed with light or have sconces, you know, or coach lights across the width of these buildings.
I think out of fairness, Joel, you need to be better define what you're looking for here.
Are you looking for sconce lighting?
I try to be a little bit more flexible, but yes, that would be one way to address that condition. I want to be flexible in the case they thought of something else, but that would be an acceptable way.
So you're looking for additional architectural lighting and path lighting for the pedestrian walkways.
And with fixtures that are, you know, slightly decorative, not utilitarian.
I don't know.
Worried that the light pollution is going to interfere with the adjacent the neighborhood to the west?
We try to keep it to a minimum to be able to light it sufficiently for people to get around safely, and but not create more lights than we had to. Knowing that lighting is a big concern of the neighbors.
We have ordinances. They essentially have to have zero on the setback or on the property line.
Are they
and
shielded?
The pedestrian lighting would be shorter.
Are they shielded? Deflected. Is it going to be deflected?
It's got to be 80 feet here.
I mean, wouldn't you think that it's neat to accent your building, at least in the front? I mean,
the parking lot lighting is all up and down the front of those buildings, 20 feet away from the building. Okay. It's going to wash that space yet. We're not opposed to more lighting.
Clarification would be good if Mr. Deedle, are you talking about bollards or pedestrian lights along the sidewalk? Or are you talking about?
Primarily along the trail and then that open area in the middle. So not the sidewalks on the
road. So in there.
Can you do a site plan there, please, Greg?
Do you want the whole trail lit up? Or just?
Yeah, like a Christmas tree.
With decorative lighting, it doesn't have to be as bright as a parking lot.
Okay.
It could be more
subtle. Yeah, they'll be lit up from the ball diamonds.
To light the trail. Trail in the 150-foot easement of the neighbors?
Yep. And then as it connects to those buildings, so like it goes to the clubhouse, goes into that green open area in the middle, so along those trails, not along the sidewalks.
There's a berm that'll protect the neighbors from all that?
Yep. Well, that's an issue, too. An 8-foot berm? No. We're going to try to iron that one out.
Yeah.
That'll be an
undulating. Yes, there'll be a roughly 8-foot berm with landscaping on it.
All right. Can I try to be the middle ground guy here? First of all, I don't see a lot of people walking on this at night.
No.
But my suggestion is just to add lighting at each one of those intersections.
Brilliant suggestion.
Right there.
You allow
Right there. Since I'm spending your money, Greg.
What kind of lighting?
Bollards. I don't know. I don't care.
Oh, Joe, what?
Style I don't care about as long as it's slightly aesthetic, not just, you know, a concrete bollard with a light on top.
And there's landscaping in those islands as well.
Or put dog poop stations there too.
So we didn't address the decorative lighting on the buildings. Frankly, I get a little nervous on that because that's Mr. Lee's department.
Typically we would just do at the entries, wall mounted light, and at the garage entry as well. So that would be 3 pedestrian entries and then 1 vehicular entry.
Okay, is there a let me try this. And you guys, I bear no pride in authorship. In section 16, delete the words decorative lighting and the word and. And decorative pedestrian scale lighting at the five trail intersections. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to do just the 4 interior ones? It's you guys. You guys determine it. This one will be expensive to get to.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that.
All right. So the 4... The 4Y trail.
I would suggest one at that intersection where it crosses the road.
Here?
Right there.
There'll be roadway lighting.
Oh, there would be? Okay, never mind.
Never mind.
So the delete the words decorative lighting and add pedestrian scale lighting at the 4 internal
trail.
Intersections,
whatever the word is. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Fowler or Haley?
And I would make that motion, but just to clarify, they don't have to be in the triangles. We want them at the intersections where they're going to be out of the way of plows and just illuminating those intersections. Yes, I'll make that motion.
Second.
Let's give that one to Burkhardt, okay?
Oh, sir. Sorry.
Adam, you don't need to be sorry.
There you go, Adam.
I'm just trying to spread it out.
He's trying to catch up. He's been gone 6 months.
6.5.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 The opposed, motion carries. 17.
Last one. Revise the site plan. Extend the sidewalk on Rawson Avenue all the way to the west. Widen that path. It's only 6 feet wide. Widen it 2 more feet to 8. I thought then it'd be easier for people to cross each other. And the controversial one, but I've warned them since day one, recommend that they show a future trail connection to Carrington Drive, cul-de-sac. From a planning standpoint, it's a no-brainer. I I understand it's not going to be popular now. Nobody would want to do it now. But I'm just compromising and say future. I still know I could still stir people up. But my argument is when people buy those homes in the future, this development will be here. They will buy those homes knowing this development is here. They will have easy access through this development if they could get into this development to get to the rest of Ballpark Commons.
Mr. Haley.
I'm in agreement with that. I guess I was going to make the point. This is where the sewer and water connections are also coming through at Carrington. That area is going to get all torn up anyways, so it's real simple to put a trail connection. I think you're right. 5-10 years down the line, they'll want it there. Right now, they may not.
It'll be a dirt path.
Any interest in changing the condition? Okay. Sorry, that's the way it goes.
Are you guys okay with that?
The neighbors have been adamantly against it.
They were adamantly against the Oak Leaf Trail. And the neighbors that were adamantly against it now have an informal trail mowed down to the Oak Leaf Trail, which amazes me. It just happened.
Greg, the city made you do it.
Yep.
Yeah. They will use it. Once they start to see it and they walk to that area, they will use it. They will use it.
I got one question before. What's the material of that path?
This is concrete up into these main areas, and then this was going to be crushed gravel in the main loop. Concrete against the concrete and asphalt on the road. Then most of these are concrete in the inside ones. And then once you get it, this main one here is going to be crushed gravel. This is concrete.
Are people going to use the crushed gravel?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
What's up with the rock right now with those like red granite crushed gravel paths?
So you'll have a coloration to it, you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's not paved.
Yeah.
It's compacted gravel.
It's compacted gravel. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, even though like the strollers and that push through it very well.
Okay.
You won't be clearing snow on it.
The trail.
And so the kids can bike on
it. Will you be clearing snow on it?
The rail trail.
We're going to talk about that later. North and west. Okay, is there a motion to approve a resolution approving a site plan for construction of 4 3-story 50-unit apartment buildings with one level of underground parking within Plan Development District Number 37, the Rock Sports Complex, Ballpark Commons, at approximately 7900 West Crystal Ridge Drive, with the changes as previously made in various motions?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Joel, CSMs.
Recommending approval with a number of technical corrections. I would summarize it as Nick could go into more detail if there's anything wrong. No, I think they're agreeing with the technical corrections.
Yep. Okay, Nick, anything?
No.
Let's do the 3-lot and 1-outlot certified survey map. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a 3-lot and 1-outlot certified survey map, being a redivision of parcels 1 and 2 of certified survey map number 3931, outlot 1 of certified survey map 3107, outlot 1 of Whitmill View Edition number 1, that vacated portion of Crystal Ridge Drive and lands in the southwest quarter of the southeast one quarter of the northeast one quarter, the northeast one quarter, southeast one quarter, and southwest and northwest one quarters of the southeast one quarter and the southeast one quarter of the southeast southwest one quarter, all in section 4, town 5 north, range 21 east in the city of Franklin, Milwaukee County, also at 7900 West Crystal Ridge Drive.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item D, a 4-lot certified survey map. Any issues, Mr. Deedle?
I believe it's the same as the other one, just technical corrections.
Commission? Is there a motion?
Move approval.
Okay. Motion to recommend. Commissioner Haley moves to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a 4-lot certified survey map, being that vacated portion of Crystal Ridge Drive and the lands in the southwest one quarter, southeast one quarter, and northeast one quarter of the southeast one quarter of Section 4, Town 5, North Range 21 East in the city of Franklin, 7900 West Crystal Ridge. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a 4-lot certified survey map being part of the northwest one quarter of the northeast one quarter and the northeast one quarter and southeast one quarter of the northwest one quarter of Section 9, Town 5, North Range 21 East in the city of Franklin, 7900 West Crystal Ridge.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.